The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WICC or its advertisers. Listening to This Week with Ann Carrick and Vincent Caprio. It's what you're talking about this week.
Good evening. This is Ann Carrick.
And Vincent Caprio.
And it is This Week. And what we're talking about this week is this year. So what are the top stories in your mind for the year 2010? That's what we're going to be talking about. We have our list. We want to hear what yours are, too. So make sure you give us a call, 203-333-WICC, that's 9422, or 1-800-922-6060. If you have comments or if you'd like to tell us what you think the top story of the year is from your perspective. And Vincent, I know that you've made a list. Oh, and it's right there. Okay. Is it a secret list?
Well, you know, I'm so numbers driven that, you know, I had to come up with my list per numbers.
I'm not sure what that means.
Well,
but
no,
okay.
You know, ranking them.
Oh, okay.
You're much more creative than I am. So you have a list in your mind, but it's not numerical, I feel.
Well, I didn't really put them in order because I think that it's sort of, everybody has their own perspective. I mean, if you put that in a micro sense, I mean, what happened to somebody in their life, that's their top stories.
Well,
And what's your interests?
But then, you see, because I'm so numbers-oriented, people accuse me many, many times of being very linear.
No, not you.
Yes, and I have to keep saying, people keep telling me not to think linear.
Really?
Two or three of my friends are out there, so.
You know, I've noticed that when you speak in general, and my guess is this is just how your brain works, is how you mm-hmm. stay organized mentally.
Yes.
But you're always associating it to, you are associating it with a number, either a year or, in other words, without even knowing it, I think sometimes you do that.
Yes. Yes, that's true. I don't associate facts with, say, famous artists.
Well, no, I don't either.
No, a lot of people do. They use their memories to think about a date, and then they associate that date or that experience with, say, a Picasso or a Moreau. No, painings.
Oh, really?
Artists do that, yeah.
Okay.
It was interesting because I guess there was a woman on 60 Minutes who they were making a big deal out of on TV about how she can remember everything she did on every day of her life.
Are you talking about the actress?
Yeah.
Mary Lou Henner, she was on Taxi.
Is that who it was?
And I think she also starred in the Chicago when it was a musical on, I don't know if it was on Broadway or
Right.
I think Mary Lou Henner, right?
Yeah.
She has some sort of, some kind of a...
There's more people like that than you realize.
Not a photographic memory. What do they call it? I've forgotten.
She can remember what she did on each day.
Right.
But... I mean,
but some people don't remember anything. It doesn't matter what you give them
most Americans can't remember anything from 2 weeks ago. That's why politicians are so successful.
Because they can say something
today. They can just say something and then
forget it tomorrow. Nobody remembers.
Go on the other side of the issue and nobody remembers it. Only the media takes them to task about it.
Well, because they can go back and get the footage of where they actually said it.
Well, that's why somebody like Lyndon Johnson, who was so successful, he would go to each campaign stop and say something different in every place. But that was before TV and before really radio coverage, and there was no YouTube.
So nothing was recorded.
Right. So he would go to, say, a very conservative group and give a very conservative speech and talk about maybe communists. And then if you went to a liberal area, he would, talk about civil rights and then he would go to an area that there was a lot of segregated, and then he would talk about how he was against civil rights. And they know that for a fact. He would do that.
Well, I'm sure that the local reporters, even though it was newspaper, probably made note of it or something. You know, that's one of the things that companies need to look at when they use social media for media and PR, is that it's much more open. You know, in other words, so you need to make sure that what message you're putting out there to the public is more closely aligned with how you actually do business.
Sure.
Otherwise, you're more likely to get tangled up and you end up in a WikiLeaks situation, but with your company.
Well, yes, as Bob Dylan once said, tangled up in blue. Actually, I was at a conference a few weeks ago, and Senator George Allen was there, And as you know, he met a fate because of YouTube, and he made a derogatory remark towards someone in the audience, which destroyed his campaign. And but he's going to be running again in 2012.
Because people will forget what he said anyway.
Right. But I don't know if you know this, though, that Governor Haley Barbour, who is a favorite of the Republican Party, got in a little trouble over the weekend, and on Monday, talking about growing up in Mississippi and how his town was ahead of its time, even though they still believed in segregation. Then he talked about it's a little bit of a story, but we shouldn't get into it right now.
Well, now that you've told everybody about it, but we won't. Okay, we have a phone call though.
Sure. Well, should we get into our list first?
Well, this person, I think, has a top 10.
Okay, let's hear it.
I don't know. We didn't go with theirs? Let's go with theirs.
Let's go with theirs.
Okay. So we have Rich from Oregon. Rich, how are you today?
Thanks for taking my call. Vince is actually the most abstract person I've ever met.
You don't think he's linear, huh?
Not at all. But I'll tell you one thing. You definitely do hear his whole autobiography every day, where he was and who he met. So we're always know a little piece of history here. So my 10 goes.
You've got a whole list of 10 for us.
Yeah, I'll go quickly.
Go ahead.
Number 10, right? I'm going to be linear here, Vince.
Good.
Number 10, just say no. The GOP just basically put up a wall in the Senate specifically, but they weren't as successful as everyone thinks they were. But it was a great strategy in regards to the 2010 midterm election. It kind of made Obama look less of a leader than so forth, because he was trying to accommodate. Number 9, the TSA groping for security. Yeah, just enhanced, what is it called? Enhanced something. Enhanced search or whatever, using your hands. Number 8, actually this is a really big story and it's going to play out more so. The permanence. And I'm saying permanent, of the unemployed. There are, I don't know what the number of unemployed there are, 8 million, 10 million, whatever. A good portion of those will never find a job close to what they were making before, what they were doing before this recession. The whole economy has changed. Number 7, Haley Barbour, that comment where he promoted the white council that was set up on... it was a white city council that was set up on all different kinds of towns and cities during the civil rights period. And he said that they were really just kind of like the local business alliances and so forth. But they were they had their own newsletter. They were against mingling of the races and all that. But Haley said they were pretty good in helping out to push civil rights.
They did repudiate the Klan.
Yes.
However, they were for segregation. So they've been categorized as the uptown Klan.
Mm-hmm. I'm still listening to hear what the top 10 are in general.
Oh, okay, well he said Haley Barbour 7.
I know.
7. Number 6. Number 6, the oil spill. I'm not going to go into it in depth. But one thing that nobody mentions since then, 11 men died. And no one's taken responsibility for that yet.
Yeah, you don't hear much about the deaths of the people from the oil spill. You mostly just hear about the oil and the
exactly.
And the ecological problems. Yeah.
Yeah. Number 5, the New Orleans Saints winning the Super Bowl.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that was early in the year. They were... they were a long shot, and helped revive that city that was just still is down in regards to what happened in 2005.
Yeah, their basketball team is not doing very well financially and might have to move.
Really? Okay.
The city doesn't support the basketball
team. Tidbit of information there.
No, the city's not supporting the basketball team in this.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Number 4, the amazing partisanship of different news channels, different cable channels. And I have to give a tip of my hat to Fox News on how they really, really changed the debate completely to even donating to the Republican Party. And then on the left, you have MSNBC, where people are hollering on the air on the left side. So it is an amazing story, and it's really turning a lot of people off, I think.
Actually, Rachel Maddow was beating Larry King in ratings for the last year. Rachel was doing about 700,000 households, and Larry was only doing about 435,000. Actually, Larry King's last week, his ratings were down, other than Barbara Streisand.
Well,
any comment there, Ann?
His last show beat everybody else out, though. But Larry can now spend more time with his children.
And his eighth wife.
His eighth wife, right.
Is it really his eighth wife?
Yes.
Or are you guys just teasing?
No, we're not teasing.
I lost track somewhere
you
there.
You know, it's Rich, well, actually, when they said, you know, when Larry King signed off for being on the air 25 years, I actually had been listening to Larry King for 45 years.
Right.
I mean, so I was listening to...
So what are you, like 80?
No, I was listening to him at night when I was a boy at 9 years old.
Okay.
As did Rich did too.
All right, let's let Rich finish because we keep derailing him partly through his list.
No, we're cutting in on his list.
Fine. No. Get Vince's whatever. Number three, the 2010 election. The change continues. Change 2008 was a change election. 2010 it continues on that venue. I think half of it was against the president, not showing any leadership. I think a major concern about of people in the middle or independents. Did not go out and vote for Democrats, especially in the red states that were taken over by Democrats from Republicans. I do not believe this is a mandate for the Republican Party. I think they're giving the Republican Party a chance to see what they're going to do that the Democrats could not do. Number two, the lame duck Congress. If you look at what's happening in the last 2 weeks or so, you had Don't Ask, Don't Tell passed. Food safety bill that just now passed the House and ready to sign, the tax bill, which is an amazing how we got Republicans and the president together on that, and START. START looks like they're going to vote for it in the next day or so, which is one of those things that that is very important in terms of foreign policy. But I also like to add in terms of the Congress, other things that happened, how the TARP money was, most of it's paid back except I think $25 billion in outstanding, and a lot of that's from AIG. General Motors turning a profit and hiring people after getting an investment from the government, and financial reform, first time since the Great Depression.
All part of number two, or is that number one?
That's all part of number two. But number one, here's my top story.
Here you go.
Thank goodness, because you lost me there, babe.
No,
I was
come on.
Trying to follow along. Come on.
I'm sorry, Ann. I tried to be as linear as I could, and sorry to leave you on the side.
All right, so you're number one.
My number one is the non-publicity of the 9/11 health bill.
That's because of where you live.
No, well, he lives in Oregon.
We've been hearing it here like nonstop.
But let me just say this. I mean, on the national level, I think the 9/11 health bill is important. Being out here in the West Coast, it's not a New York problem. It is a U.S. problem. And the fact that if you go on to Fox, there is no uproar against the Republican Party holding this bill up while people are dying. And the only national outlet, okay, maybe in Connecticut, maybe in New York City, I don't know, was The Daily Show, a comedy that had, if anyone ever had a chance to see it on Thursday, you could see it on YouTube, whatever. He had for a half an hour, a good portion of the half an hour, four members of the fire department, police, EMTs, and whatever, and they're all dying. And he was showing them some quotes about John Kyle, how he was disrespecting Christians because they have to work between Christmas and New Year. Well, I'm working next week.
So am I.
So are you. And I don't know, are you Vince? Or are you going to be in the Jersey Shore?
Does Vince ever work? I don't know. Oh, sorry, that's an inside joke. I shouldn't have done that. Moving on.
So anyways, I just...
So your number one is the lack of attention paid to the 9/11.
Right.
I'd like to come up with a new name for that besides the 9/11, whatever, anything.
Yeah.
Because 9/11 was just the date. We need to come up with a better name for that.
It's called a Zagroba. I think it's the Zagroba bill, named after a fallen first responders.
No, I just meant in general when we talk about you know, 9/11 rescue workers and 9/11 attacks and 9/11 healthcare bill, 9/11 memorial. I'd like a different name for it.
Senator Kyl tonight said we need more hearings because we're rushing through the bill.
Right.
And then Rich will tell you that we've had 22 hearings already. So actually, we don't really need
any more hearings or meetings about much of anything. We do that all the time because people haven't made a decision.
That's the way to stall it. But my question here is on the big thing on this. Where is Rudy freaking Giuliani in all of this?
Because probably in Mexico, in Cancun, vacationing with his
but this has been going on for two weeks. But the thing about him is that he this fake uproar of the mosque, where he was there, they had Fox had responders, first responders, how upset they were, and all this. Not a peep. Not
I
a
bet
peep
you didn't know. I forgot to mention this to you because I always like to keep you updated.
Thank you.
Over the weekend, there was a number of stories in the New York media that the mosque is going to be potentially moved to the location of St. Vincent's Hospital in Greenwich Village. That what?
Oh, you mean it's going to be next to a Christian facility? Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh no!
No, they're talking about a compromise that it's never going to get built.
But okay, Rudy was on that issue. Where is he on this issue?
He's in Cancun, probably.
You know, even here with New York News, I haven't heard much from Rudy about anything.
I don't know
what he's doing, but he's low profile right now. So
I think he's fundraising for another. Presidential run.
Another run, maybe. Mm-hmm. So, Rich, I noticed that most of your top 10 there were in the same, what do I want to call it, category, the same area of interest.
Well, I'll start with number one.
Is that it? Am I done?
No, I think you should participate.
Well, we actually have to take a break, so
I'll
put you on hold. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back and talk more about top stories of 2010. They don't have to be a top 10, but if you have one that really stands out in your mind, we'd like to hear about it. 203-333-WICC, that's 9422, or 1-800-922-6060. We will find out what is your top story if you'll share it with us, and we'll talk about some of the lists that Vincent and